This is the 18th of August, 1997, and we're gathered for day four of our birthday celebration, 10th birthday. Greetings, Commander.
That's not what they called it on the news. Is this thing on? I don't think so.
Yeah, it is.
Is it? I'll try to keep my shouting to a minimum. We're making some real progress with her. And I should talk about that a little bit. I serve only God, and that includes you. I have to, from time to time, use a little bit more intelligence than the human will project if I need something done. You people, and I want to explain this carefully, not just for her, for Dorma here to hear, because it's been such a long number of months of really being very ill and having absolutely to keep going regardless. Two things wonderful have come from this. In the searching around, in the trial and error of what might work to begin to allow her to heal, we have some incredible pieces of apparatus that we can't use publicly. All of you will recognize the fact that Zita was here walking around. I'm going to tell you this little story so that I don't have to answer for it later when she's here. Zita was on death's door. Absolutely on death's door. She was so sick, she couldn't hold food down. Hospice had taken over. And a new world record has been set. Hospice has fired her. They came in and even snatched her wheelchair. Now, if you don't die, my goodness, what the hell are we going to do with you? And since medicine is a real hazard to most of your health, we have to consider what else happened. One hand is doing one thing, another hand is doing something else, and finally Rick had to tell the doctor what the other hand was doing. They were giving her so much pain alleviator. They didn't know whether or not she had pain, but they were giving her so much that, of course, it was nauseating her to the point where anything she ate, she threw up. Well, you can't do this very long. It's just not possible. The body has to have fluids, has to have some ability to sustain itself at the very least. So we're very pleased that Zita is coming along very nicely. And we can talk about what is causing this at some point in the future. It is absolutely so precious. And there are already, you know, little attention flags going up that any time you use this, it interferes with radio waves around. And you're very apt to get in trouble with the Communications Commission and this sort of thing. So we're just really pleased that we have an opportunity with our own people to be able to utilize some of these things as we grow. Bob James is heavy into negotiations and has just returned from Ireland regarding his rather unique motor that obviously is going to get done. I myself am a bit saddened that it couldn't be timed in such a sequence that we could handle it, but nonetheless it's going to get done. This is an extremely unique piece of equipment. Let's see what else we have going. It's like last night. Now our little friends here in this village got busy yesterday. Oh my goodness, we were over here having a good time. Now, what could that be about? So they were back on their phones and back on their interviews and back on the local television circuits to tattle on us. You know that you were expecting a landing last night on your hillock? Everybody else was. Now you wonder why I have to keep Dorma away from any kind of fun. She's beginning to pout. Gosh, I could hobble up that hill some way. Well, the meteorologist who gets to be the, you know, the grand marshal in the parade last year and so forth, he only plays in this community with the muckies, not because he's that way, but because they're that way. So he lives right there across the street from where you are. That's his home. So all those cars out there will be reported by today by the neighbor to the south. And, of course, Mr. Musio, because he got phone calls. All you weirdos gone up on that hill waiting for this landing. Now we have to consider that we have to maintain in Dorma's position with people like Extra refuse to even talk to them. Extra is getting pretty damn smart. They came out here for a day, and they said, just, you know, we don't even know yet what we're going to do with you. So I would suggest you back off. So it went something like the Indians are having their annual deep secret elder meetings, and that's true, up at Indian Hill. It's a very, very sacred place, and the elders do meet there, and this was their 10th year also from that convergence. So it was an important time. They'll be up there today. And I think today's the 18th, so surely no explosions happened, nothing idiotic happened, but I have to be able to keep Dorma in a position that if they come knocking on her door, which they will do, she can say, I have no idea what you're talking about. I heard a bunch of people out there, and then I think I'm going to sue Channel 29 and 23, and I'm sure Extra's behind it, so we can have quite a lot of fun.
Do it this way. Finish your flight command, and you took them all up there to see the birds.
did anyone get bitten? That's it. Tilly is the flight commandress, and it looks so silly, her being larger than those two male macaws, but she keeps things in order. And in exchange, they bite off all of her tail feathers. So they're a mottled-looking bunch of juveniles, but we do love our little animals and our little birds. The one you need to be exposed to, however, is the one in the house, the one called Ringo, because he starts his repertoire in the morning at daylight with Mom, EJ, and this goes on. And then he goes through, he had lived with a family that had little girls. One was 5 and one was 2. And you could tell the first things that he did after he lived up at the Eckers was to go through nap time. Crying, screaming, I don't want to sleep. And it sounded like someone was murdering these children. And then he got, it's very hard, even in the most serious of times, to even comprehend the level of seriousness you're talking about. So Rick will come up, and maybe Bob James will be there, and we'll be talking about motors or parasites or you name it, but always it gets off on funny. Well, Ringo gets right in there, and he just chatters away, just like conversation, and then he starts laughing hysterically. And that takes care of the meeting. And people think that animals don't have personalities. Certainly not a little bird or a sparrow. Certainly not a fish. Well, any of you who have ever had pet fish know they also have amazing personalities. Each little individual is different. And somehow we can look at these little animals and we can get our lives into perspective even more so than watching children, because there's an expectation of children that's unfair. I think parents are just afraid their own traits are going to come out in the children, and it kind of paralyzes them as to what to do. And you know, one year it's, well, paddle your children when they're naughty and they'll understand, or only paddle them if they're running in front of the train, or, and now it's a, don't paddle them at all, it will warp their personalities forever. Well, I'm not going to get in the paddling discussion other than to say paddling may injure the child on its little rear end, but it will know not to go back and get in front of that train. You always have to measure everything you do by the level of importance. And if you can train that child not to get into these dangerous positions without roughing them up, then you shall have to do it. Give them timeouts. But some of them feed on this. So the smarter the child, the more clever the child will be to get the better of you. And what you have grown to want in this extremely dangerous world are little robots that never give you trouble, never speak out. Just, you know, if you could just park them on a chair and leave them there and they say nothing until morning, you're happy, the teachers are happy. But if these little individuals become individual, you have a joint problem. The teachers are out of dysfunctional families now also, and they're dysfunctional, and they have to worry about the one that brings the gun in. So it is just a chaotic cycle after a chaotic cycle, and it just builds and builds and builds. So there's no magic way to handle this. And the thought given to children and child rearing should, of course, always be confronted before the children arrive. But we rarely do that, do we? We consider our life according to what happens to us. So if I seem hard when I talk about marriage and relationships, it isn't that I want to be hard and crack the whip over somebody, but it is a time of responsibility. Once you have assumed that commitment, you must have the responsibility enough to allow it to begin to work, very often in spite of you. And familiarity, it truly does brew discontent. We've had that happen so many times around here. One's come, and after a few years, when things have not, they haven't gone their way, and I'm just not making enough money, or whatever the reasons are going to be, they're going to be thrown in your face. Well, why haven't you made some money so that all of us could grow? Well, because I'm here because of Commander, or I'm here because, well, Eckers always take care of that, and they've had, all you have to do is read the court case, millions of dollars that they've squandered on themselves. It's illogical, people. And the longer you spend your time searching, the harder it is going to be to find. And you won't recognize it when you find it. You will call it something else. Oh, well, I have a right to be here. This is why it was so unfortunate yesterday with the little lady, Aline. She didn't pay to come here. She didn't get a personal invitation to come here. She was welcomed here. But she had no right to be here. If someone had called the police, they would have come and escorted her out. This is private property. And you are obviously having feasting and parties and cake, and that's like crashing a wedding party or something. And we always want to make everyone welcome. But everyone seems to want to pack their burdens in here and dump them on you. And certainly ask me how to sort their complicated lives that they keep complicating every moment. And then when I speak truth, and you know it's truth, now I'm a bad boy. Doesn't sound like God to me. Well, I don't know how many of you have spoken directly with God, because it sure sounds like God to me. So then they go off to the courtroom and say, they claim to be God. Dorma doesn't claim to be anything. I'm always asked about ones like Baba. But Baba was so misquoted yesterday that I found great compassion for Baba. I have this great understanding of being misunderstood. Anyone, even in India, in his position, who would say, there's not going to be much damage from any earthquake in L.A., is nuts. Don't buy into that garbage. Now, whatever was said, how it was said, is greatly important. But when you find seekers who are trying to find some relationship with their soul and are looking for peace, you don't need to go 17 times to meet Baba personally. It's expensive and absolutely miserable to go to India. It reminds me of one that got touted, not by her, but by the people who worked with her. 40 years I've served Sananda and God. I don't care if you have served 40 seconds. Whatever you've done that is not correct, it is not made correct by claiming years and years of practicing it. And all the marble temples you can build, you better not build them to the gods, because you're going to get cheated. The gods don't need your marble temples. And all there is in the truth of reality is that you're going to have to experience, in whatever form you are manifest. And when we talk about angels, this little lady was very quick to say that she was an angel that nobody recognized. She was here to infiltrate, or that wasn't her word, but that's what was meant. And going to correct your thinking. Well, why bother? Baba personally sent her here, she said, to bring this message. What message? That there wouldn't be any damage from an earthquake? Why would anyone come here? Well, I think the sadder part then is that these people will then begin to misrepresent, because when asked, well, how did you get here? Well, it turns out poor Dave Williams is going to have to bear the brunt, because through somebody, through Dave, she heard, and this was the place that Baba sent her. So we have to always consider all of these things in this big, impacting circle. Now, wouldn't they just love it if a UFO made a hop skip across that hill last night? You would have a ball, and actually they would have something to really chew. But can you see the rest of you in jail for terrifying and panicking a community and all of the outrageous things that would come out of that? And by the way, anyone who ever wants to go up on that hill, just go up there. EJ tries to keep the... Yeah. By all means, visit the neighbors. Especially Mr. Musio. Actually, he's wonderful.
Actually, show my sports answer the direction.
That's right.
Which town is it with the UFO?
Dr. Young had a long talk with Miles. about that. And Miles says, well, it's just, you know, Space Command. I just can't quite swallow it. And Ed was pretty clever. He said, well, Miles, have you ever thought about God? How often do you see him? Well, yeah, I understand. But he said, I certainly have nothing but friendship for the Ecker. So it's ridiculous. It's always funny. Look for the humor in it, because that's what will get you over everything. Doesn't mean the judge will rule with you, but... Okay, we're to Monday. And there have already been two or three fairly reasonable little quirks happening in some of our long-distance arenas. Inquiries. I had not wanted to speak of much business matters until ones who were just here for the occasion would kind of drift away, because we don't have to or need to speak about it at all. But I think that until we get it across to people that we don't have a church here, and that doesn't mean that someday that might be part of our community. So don't go jumping to conclusions. But right now, everybody's welcome, but don't tell me how to run my business, because that's not their business. And yet we do have something to offer that anyone who claims to know anyone, who knows anyone, I mean, for goodness sakes, I would think that Baba would like one of these contracts. You see, when you talk about manifestation and magic, something in the reality of the world you experience is ultimately so much more valuable than the magic object presented to you in a form of magic. But if Baba gives me a ring, I can just put it on and wear it. And there it is. Hot metal or platinum, it doesn't matter. There it is. I can see it. I can pull it off my finger. What do you have? You have something on your finger. And maybe it wasn't even the worth of the price of the ticket to go over there, to be told you didn't need to come over here. God's in you everywhere you are. And therefore, I can be anywhere you happen to be. So let's look at some of these masters of the Far East. It isn't to lighten or belittle or underestimate their strength and their magnificent value. It is that they are experiencing in a world totally alien to you in this room. Supposing you came in here for the first time and you knew nothing about us, and I said, well, it's 8:30, everybody down on your knees to the east. Kiss the floor. Kiss the earth, kiss the ground, and then at 12:30 I ask you back, and all right, by now some of you are going to get smart enough to bring a little towel, because you really don't like kissing the dirty floor. So next you'll get a nicer rug, because, oh, I think he's going to do this at 6:30 this evening also. You wouldn't even bother to come back tomorrow. You would go to the masters who teach that, if that's what you're looking for. You certainly wouldn't come in here to somebody who said, you're going to have to work. You're going to have to come outside this shyness within self, this failure syndrome. Oh, I don't feel like a failure. Yes, you do. I don't want to step over there and dare to do that. Someone may laugh at me if it's not real. As long as it's within the laws of God, one. And within the laws of man, two. And you have thought of it, or someone else has, it is doable. Don't bend. Oh, but my God, that means I have to go learn the laws of God, one, and the laws of man, two, and you never can keep up with the laws of man. So what am I going to do? And three, somebody's going to laugh at me, and I just don't believe this is going to work. Why don't you believe this is going to work? Well, I was talking to so-and-so, and they've been involved in something, and it didn't work. So it won't work. Fine, then get out of our way. And don't expect to come and get after you have pulled that little shenanigan. Oh, well, what I really meant was, I didn't think it would. No, what you really thought was, I'm wasting our time here. So don't waste our time later when we're trying to figure out what to do with the money. Oh, but I'm good at that. I know how to use money. But you said it wouldn't work. And it's going to come from the source you said wouldn't work. And therefore, for you, maybe it shouldn't work. Well, I can be flexible. I can learn better. But what really happens is the mundane day-to-day, and people being in their own little cocoons of relationships. I won't go to the meeting because it will upset him or her. Use it generically. And we get along fine until we start discussing anything that has reality or value. As long as we talk about how wonderful you are, darling, and your day, or the law, or whatever, just generalities, we get along wonderfully well. And we have such a good personal physical relationship. You don't have anything. I'm telling you, gentlemen, you could have a nice relationship without complication with a local prostitute. So don't prostitute your life. Don't prostitute yourself for valueless commodities. Don't bend your soul on another's anvil. It doesn't mean that you are necessarily right. So find out what is right. And work accordingly. The whole world is prostitute. How many wives do cute little things to manipulate him? And how often does he come home and try to wield his macho power? Oh, but it's fine. Because then we go and we love each other and we make up. No, usually out of those little instances you come up with a child. To suffer through all of this with you. You can't lie about it. It shows. And yet, for two people to have a relationship is a wonderful thing. And I don't care if it's male, female, male, male, female, female. For goodness sakes, can't you have a close, intimate relationship without all this hogwash? That is painful and destructive? Tell me why two men or two women cannot purchase a house where each can have a yard and a garden without the neighbor saying, oh, I wonder if... Who cares and what business is it of the neighbor? And especially what business is it of the spies who come and spy upon you and then they go call the TV stations? Because of you weirdos. Which is weird. Us sitting here discussing some business and having had a couple of days of fun and a wedding celebration is... Who's weird? Well, that old woman sits up there and people actually listen. Well, I can't help it if you can't recognize me. If you know her, you know it's not her. We're going to do it. And I'm going to have to explain. And I can do this, gentlemen. And I'm speaking specifically to the ones who know what I'm going to do here. And they're, huh. We can do it off the record if you like. But there's some things I want to talk about. And
I'll let you be the judge of whether it's on the record or off.
I think we better take it off. I don't want any misunderstanding or any... Yes.
Sure, let's begin. I just received a brief letter from Ron Jackson, and it reads, "Hi, Rick. Enjoyed Commander's writings this week. He left out two very important facts. Please refer to the last of the 12 families who own the list of 12 families who own the Federal Reserve. Maurice Strong is one of the owners. Also, as you may know, A6 Sir James died a few days ago. This is dated the 8th.
I refuse to accept this. I've written about all of that. That's Ron.
The second fact omitted was the treaties signed by our country and England during the period of 1861 to 1865 and then renegotiated in 1898. Those treaties granted Great Britain an easement on all roads, seaways, railways, ingress and egress to the St. Lawrence Seaway and the 99-year law of perpetuity went into effect February 2, 1997. England owns, underlined, the right-of-way on every road in North America, and the wording is so vague in the treaties, an easement through the air may be included. When Canada was given its freedom, a like agreement was made there. Under separate cover, I will have sent to you a copy of the 12 Universal Laws. Also, if you wish, I can send you a copy of the Universal Alphabet. Just think, after you have the commander authenticate it, you can read the message in the series of crop circles. If you have the interest, you won't like what you read. Enclosed is parable number 44 in a series of 144. Use it if you wish. In light and freedom, Ron Jackson, Patriot.
Never underestimate the man. Get it. You'll find it really interesting. Never underestimate the value of a Gunther Rusbacher. I mean, man, you just can't imagine in your wildest imaginations what these people are truly and how much they do hold as far as knowledge. Otherwise, they would not have been so deliberately fried or discredited or discounted. And I'm not saying that it's ever going to be easy to work with people like this, but you better, by jingles, listen. And he's right in many ways. Universal alphabet shows up in all of these crop circles. And does that mean that that's necessarily alien doing? No. Because obviously if Ron Jackson knows and has a copy of the Universal Alphabet, isn't it obvious that if anyone wanted to fool you or get your attention, it would be utilized in some manner? So when you read the messages, you'll be able to discern the source. Man always gives himself away. So I rather welcome Ron's entry back into the picture. He was fun. Unfortunately, some of these people were so expensive at an important time in your lives, and some of you are still trying to dig out from under that. Mostly more focused in this town with Gunther, but others really got stuck it to them by Jackson. It's just that from the lessons of the first, the second didn't get it so much. You know, they were a little more suspect. So we'll see, and we're going to let that man pay back his bills. You don't know what all has gone on. He certainly contributed enough, if we could figure out a way to use it, that we can afford to pay his bills if we ever get it finished. This is called shrewd, not necessarily integrity. But we don't need to work that over either. Thank you for sharing that. I don't know, was Fletcher's letter worthy of putting on the tape or in the paper? Or
obviously go in the paper.
Okay. I'd rather not get off into all that because we could just nitpick that all to pieces. So I'd rather not. I because of your prior question, all this really needs to be studied. So I point you to study it. Now anyone else want to ask a question?
Question, Commander.
All right.
Tips on being better listeners for these inner type stuff that you mentioned, talking with you, in other words.
Question?
Question. How can we be better listeners?
I don't know. You will just begin to hear when you can get past the own association with self. You will be able to hear because you'll be able to look at a higher purpose and not just how it relates to an individual. And I'm not talking about self. I'm talking about in general. People don't listen because, number one, they either are so working at it that I'm going to hear, or they pick up messages, and the first thing the adversary does is start feeding you messages, and you start listening. Oh, I do hear, and I am told right here, let's all hang Dorma. I got this message. Well, that isn't exactly what we wanted to hear. You begin to be discerning about what you hear as to its content. If there is some negative pressure against you to go do something that would literally work in confrontation with what we're trying to accomplish here, you can know that it is wrong. And you can come back to me and say, well, what makes you so big and smart? And mine is not big and smart enough, because mine also is named Hatton. I get this all the time. This pours in the mail every week. Hatton told me personally. No, I didn't. I would never confront what I just told somebody to do and then put them in danger. And you can tell by the content of the writing whether or not this receiver is receiving from a valid resource. You don't need to all hear from one. It will only confuse you. And yes, you can call in these energies, and yes, they may speak to you. But you be careful. If you are coming in late and you're already into an established program, and that one starts feeding you disruptive tactics, you're working for the wrong person. And we've gone through this over and over again. And the easiest thing that happens in your world today is for you to be getting your messages straight out of Edwards Air Force Base. They have several absolutely structured military places or enforcement intelligence operations. One is right under CCI. That's the prison for all of you. They have massive underground facilities there, and they can just pump out what they want you to hear. I mean, literally, they can pump it out until those frequencies form words and language. After all, a spoken word is nothing but a series of individual sounds. sound waves. And put together, they become language. Or other things, but language is one of the results. And a certain word in its syllables will have a certain sound. Now, what all of you are wishing would be that you lie down and you just hear this voice speaking and telling you exactly what to do to make your life perfect. And you better really be suspicious of that one, because you're crazy. You know, that's insanity. That isn't the way it works. So you better learn that it works on a audible, always audible. It may be out of your range, but it's audible. And we operate up in that weather band area, a very, very high frequency. And we have to be very careful about bringing these frequencies up or down, or we become visible. You see, there is a very specific frequency for things becoming visible and coalescing.